Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Sandra Bueno, and today is Thursday, January 17th. And I am the founder of Live and Learn Enterprises and the creator of the Power to Be You platform. And you can reach me here on Blog Talk Radio and Power to Be You every Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday's show is a half an hour coaching session, and Thursday's show is a 1 hour segment whereby I bring about distinctions, awareness, information, testimony through coaches, visionaries, leaders, authors, and individuals who feel that they have a message to impact and to create a better today and a brighter, for sure, brighter future for all of us. And with this said, I want to invite you to call in today. Today's the phone number is 646-716-8620. Once we begin the show, definitely please call in, as I invite you to make a special connection today. Today's show is high impact. It is going to be something history in the making. It is definitely maximum. It is history, as I can tell you, will be referred to in the future. So with this said, I also want to tell you that today's show involves walking the talk, and it involves basically stepping up and being transparent and being in integrity with yourself or with oneself. And what I want to bring across to you is this is a highly personal show, as I will be the person that will be coming across to you the subject matter, the example. But before I can be an example, I also have to be a leader. And what I am about to reveal and bring across to you is something that truly just represents all of my life. It represents who I am as a person. It represents who I've come across. And it is very personal to me because it has shaped me and it has led me to where I am today, to being here with you. And I will tell you that today's decision has been an affirmation of what I have learned and what I have been led to through the mission to serve others. So I know that I will get into moments maybe where it's going to be intense and where it's going to be emotional, but this will serve a purpose. The purpose that it's going to serve is that it is going to be an example of what happens out there in society when we are faced with challenges, when we are faced with circumstances that are beyond our control, when we are faced with situations that require our best, that requires us to really look at where we are and who we are and what we're about, to really go forward with empowerment and to go forward knowing that what we are doing and why we are doing it is because it is going to guide us toward a better place. So I have enlisted the help, the assistance, the support of someone that is very special to me. And I have asked him to join me because I feel that I need to do this with him. I need to have him be on Blog Talk Radio because he knows me very well. And I would like for him to support where this talk and this show is going to go through, as well as being able to elicit your input. And this person, his name is Lee Latin, and he is my husband, actually. He and I met about a year and a couple of months ago when we were at a Tony Robbins event, and through that connection, we were able to see ourselves at a very deeply spiritual level where we were able to see what lies at the core. And as you all know, those of you who have downloaded the shows, especially the Tuesday show, I spoke of what's in your core and being in integrity with what lies in your core in order for you to be true to yourself and to go forward and manifest that gift that you have inside of you. So he, Lee, is someone whom I connected to because of the fact that he was able to see this in me. He was able to go beyond the externalities, and he was able to appreciate that gift. He was able to appreciate that honesty and that desire, that passion that I have, that really is my life source, that passion to come across and make a difference for people, most especially children and people who cannot speak for themselves or stand for themselves. So I have asked them to come online and to assist me, and I'd like to know if Lee, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, hello, Lee.
Sorry, hello. Hi.
Okay, well, okay. Welcome. Welcome on the show. Welcome on Blog Talk Radio.
You can hear me, yeah?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good, excellent. Hi.
Okay, well, yes. We're going to start with that show. Now, you are also a person, before we go forward, you are in your business. You are a photographer, and you are also very savvy with working in the internet, in the internet field. Not so much so the marketing side of it, but the technical and being able to just go in there and really, really, really come out with your own understanding and be very creative in this. And this has played a big, big, gigantic part of us coming together. You were actually the reason for why I started Blog Talk Radio, and you've always empowered me to go forward, and you've been able to make what I can make happen. So I want to say thank you to you.
Thank you.
Because I think that we've been able to come forward and just bring that awareness to you.
Thank you.
It's
definitely been an interesting ride, you know, obviously because of the distance which we started from, obviously me being from the UK and you being here in Florida. So that initially was an enormous challenge on the side of a relationship because there's 6,000 miles between us.
But now that's not so.
No, I know, but I'm obviously talking about the situation where we all started, you know. So going on from there, I mean, yeah, having been here for 7 months now, and obviously having gone through a lot of what you've, well, obviously, you know, being beside you in the sense of seeing how you've developed as well in the last six months since I've been here. I mean, I know you've obviously been on your mission for the last 2 years with personal development and empowerment and working towards mentoring as well, especially with the youth and the less privileged people, you know. So I mean, I'm fully aware of exactly how hard and how challenging it's been for you, and obviously you know, you what you're striving to achieve.
Well, thank you, because it matters a lot. And what I'd like to say is I've made the decision already. I made the decision about 2 hours ago, an hour and a half ago, and this is to the listeners. Now, you're going to say, well, what is this decision? You know, what is she talking about? And it's something that I have really grappled with, I have wrestled with, I have gone back and forth throughout an extensive part of my past 2 years while I was injured, saying, should I do it? Can I do it? I must do it. I need to do it. This is what I have to go forward and do. And in saying it, it might just sound like it's not a big deal, but it really is a big deal because it represents the past that oftentimes we really hold ourselves rooted to. And a lot of the times we refuse to let it go. A lot of the times it's alive within us, and it's alive in our present lives, in our present relationships, in everything. And it really, that past really sets us up a lot of the times for defeat, because we're always aligning our present and our future with the past. You know, because something happened in the past, now here we're going to have the same experience.
Right.
And what also comes to mind is the fact that in order for me to now go forward in the future and to allow, for lack of a better word, to allow destiny, to allow God, to allow the universe to bring its gift forward, I must make room for it. And this comes to the realization of what Albert Einstein said, the statement that what got me into this situation cannot be solved with the same mindset or the same level of thinking. So the same thing applies to where I am presently. In order to go forward and in order to evolve and in order to be able to connect to a wider network of people who want to make a difference for the rest, I need to let go of what's keeping me. I need to let go of what's minimizing my self-value and what's creating more of an energy drainer than an energy resource. So, you know, before I say what it is, I just want people to really listen, to not get hung up on the fact that it is my example, because that's all it is. It's an example, and it's a decision that I have to make, and it's a decision that I have, again, that I would not have made had my injury not occurred to me. I would have never been in this position had that injury not occurred. But with every choice, there is meaning. And with every action, there is always that door for where you can make sense of it in a positive way or in a negative way. So this example that I am about to embark you on and bring you on and invite you on is merely a metaphor for anything that can be that can be holding you back, or for something that where a person will be able to come here and say, you know what, let me listen to this woman, let me listen to what she went through and look at what she did, and going forward in a month, going forward in 3 months, 6 months, a year, what will happen, evidence will show itself, and you will have proof to what happens when you're willing to have faith, when you're willing to have decision, when you're willing to go forward and say, you know what, enough is enough, this does not serve me, I need to remove myself from here, and no, even if I am afraid, I'm still going to take this, I'm still going to make this choice because it is the best choice for me, based on having made an accurate assessment of, if I do this choice, what am I gaining? If I don't make this choice, what is it costing me? So when you do that careful analysis, you're able to have proof, and then with faith, then you're able to embark on that truth and on that decision. And if you cannot make those decisions, then life is not going to change, because life is a series of decisions. Do you agree?
Yeah, no, I mean, personally, I think a lot of this comes down to you need to choose to live in your reality. I mean, the thing is, a lot of the time, people spend far too much time living in the past, and, rather than, basically, don't live in the past, you need to live for today, but look forward to the future, because basically, a lot of people spend far too much time being unappreciative of actually what is around them, and far too much time dwelling on what they don't have, where they aren't. You know, rather than thinking about, be grateful for, I mean, for example, having somebody that, you know, is completely committed, somebody, I mean, for example, us, you know, being completely committed to each other, being on at a level of communication where, you know, maybe life isn't easy, life throws, you know, a spanner in the works all the time, but a lot of the time, rather than actually looking at it as, oh, this is the be-all and end-all, I can't handle it, and, you know, this is an obstacle which I won't get around, you have to work with it. Find a way to get around the solution rather than finding it to be a stumbling block.
Well, I know that you're talking directly to me there, so that's going to be a conversation for another day.
No, that wasn't with reference to you, but, you know, I'm just talking in general. But, you know, I mean, say, for example, people that argue, okay? A lot of the time, the issue isn't, in the end of it, the issue isn't the facts which they're arguing about. It's the fact they're arguing, you know? It all becomes so blown out of proportion, and in reality, what they're arguing about on the grand scale of things is such a minor event anyway.
Well, that depends, though. Again, it goes back down to your values and your beliefs, and oftentimes what you're showing on the outside, it's not the issue. You know, the way that we express it through an argument or through screaming or through anger or through rejection, that's a way that the person that is dealing with that infraction upon their soul, their core. And sometimes the person doesn't even know it. You know,
that's precisely the point. It becomes such an enormous issue that people just don't see it for the reality that it really is. You know, it just becomes such an enormous obstacle, if you like.
Well, that's why I always say, you know, it's similar to you having plants where you need to cut them and prune them. And maybe the plants aren't really growing nicely, and maybe they're not, the leaves are showing you that they're frail and they have other things. Well, the problem is down to the roots, you know, and you really have to get down to the bottom and perhaps cut them all the way down just to be able to really see inside and say, okay, maybe I'll just feed it, I'll nurture it, and then I'll get something different, I'll get a different result. But, you know, personally, I will tell you that for me, yesterday, 2 days, between 2 days ago and now, I have been working with, in my program in the morning, which is Wake Up to Empowerment with Joe Pipitone, and this is on Blog Talk Radio /CFL, as in Coaching for Life. You can go there and download the archives, and we are on the radio every single morning for a half an hour, Monday through Friday, and if you have any situations or circumstances that you would like to voice, and any questions or any issues that you have that right now you're working with or want to work with, I invite you to go in the morning and call in, and we will be able to work with you and talk to you and lead you to a different place. And this has been an amazing platform for me as well, because I was able to have a breakthrough between yesterday and today regarding the decision that I have made now. And I will say that I affirm the mantra of, it is in moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. And that is something that is so important, because if we fail to make decisions, if we are always pushing that responsibility aside, and we are not stepping in to embracing that power within a decision, then we cannot ever open ourselves up to seeing what life has in store for us. And that is why right now, rather than being fearful and rather than being as I kept on being and being limiting and, you know, thinking of, oh, what if, all those what if scenarios, I am actually right now very inspired, very excited. I am eager to feel that moment when my decision finally solidifies, you know, because that's one of the tenets of personal development and of coaching, which is you have to have, first of all, you have to have awareness. Know where you are. Then know what your goal is. Know what your outcome is. If you know what your outcome is, then you're able to measure it and define the different benchmarks that you've made across in order to finally get to that final point. Then you also have to have accountability. How will you know when you are meeting that platform or that plan that you designed? And then you also have to have, with accountability, something that's going to tie you to that in moments of weakness, in moments when you don't feel like it, in moments when once the heat of that moment passes, how will you not deter from it? You know, and that's something that happens to all of us. It happens to all of us, because we'll be, oh yes, I'm going to go, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make this happen. And all of a sudden, once everything settles down, or once you go to sleep, you know, you awaken the next day, and you no longer feel like it, or it's not really important, you know. And that, and for you, Lee, I know, I don't think you would know about this, but for the listeners, you know, think about it. Think about situations in your family. Think about decisions that you failed to make, or situations where you, at one point, you were so upset and you really in an emotional state, you said, this is what I'm going to do. I mean, I'm not going to be with that person, or I am going to leave, or I am going to quit, or I am going to just, you know, you are not going to see me here once again. I will never get here again. I will never come back. Or a woman, you know, a woman who is in an abusive relationship and whose mate, you know, hits her. She'll find herself in a place, you know, I mean, I've known people like that, where you say, you know, I can't accept this, because I don't want this. And then all of a sudden, the person comes around in a different place and says, I'm sorry, it won't happen again. And you give in, you know, and at the end.
And then what happens as a result?
What is
it? After all, what tends to happen as a result? The people that give in, what tends to happen is repetition.
Yeah,
so what happened? I mean, you know, I know from experience as well, people apologize and people say it'll never happen again. And what happens is, because you were too weak to put your foot down in the first place and say, this is unacceptable, this is not, these go against my core values, people are too weak and it happens again. It's people digging themselves into their own pit.
Now, you had, I know in your personal relationship, you had a very hurtful relationship for about 7 years. Prior to meeting me.
7 years, emotional, physical, you know, where I was exposed to it on a daily basis. Well, not quite a daily basis, but it might as well have been. And I went through it for a long period of time, and I made the mistake of, when I actually left it, of actually punishing myself for, it must have been a good 12 to 18 months, thinking, what had I done for myself? You know, what have I done wrong? Why am I now in a situation where I'm unhappy as a result of not being in this relationship? And then after having been through a few life coaching, you know, mentoring and such like, again, specifically with Tony Robbins, but it was just a realization, why am I punishing myself for, A, something that isn't my fault, and to a degree, B, something that I was better not being involved in anyway? Because at the end of the day, it was being detrimental to me physically, psychologically, emotionally. From where I was before the relationship, I was a shell. I was literally just a shell of a person.
Now, do you think that what happened to you happened because you hadn't made those assessments of, well, what's happening to me? Here I am aware that here is this abuse, and then I am letting it happen or whatever, and then you're saying, okay, if I terminate this relationship, this is what I stand to gain and this is what I stand to lose. And then if I terminate it, what am I going to? How else can I see this turning out better? And if I don't terminate it, what is it costing me?
Right, exactly. No, exactly. But at the time, I didn't, at that point in time, I didn't have, you know, within myself, I was, I think I just reached the stage where I'd been just in it so long that I couldn't see for looking. So it's like they say, you can see it from the outside, but when you're stuck in the middle, you're just completely unaware of it. Well, not unaware of it, but, you know, it's not as obvious to you because it just becomes a way of life, and it becomes an existence. And this is the problem that a lot of people get themselves stuck into. They become in a situation where they accept it as normality. People that come from abusive homes, people are in abusive relationships. For them, it becomes such a regular thing that it just appears normal to them. Looking in from the outside, it is so obvious to people that are looking in that it's actually quite sickening to watch. It's actually quite, you know, to think that people can't see it for themselves. But again, talking from experience, I've been there. I know what it's like.
Well, you know what? A lot of, I think all of us right now and in today's time, we're all, you know, a lot of people are really coming aware and becoming aware that there has to be more, that we need to do something, that this can't continue. You know, where whatever you look at in society, it's you know, whatever industry you're in, whatever place you're working at, it's all really coming down to how is it affecting you at the core? How is it affecting you in your home? How is it affecting, you know, your loved ones? How is it affecting your sanity, your health? You know, this is the place where it doesn't matter if you are rich, but if you're in the grave, you're the richest, what is it, the richest dead man, I've heard. You know, it doesn't matter. It's about living a life of fulfillment and living a life of integrity with yourself, of living a life where you know why you're doing what you're doing, why it is that you're choosing to accept the things that you're accepting, and why it is that you let go of others and let go of others when you know that they are not supporting you, that they are robbing you of your juice, that they are robbing you of your purpose and your mission and your love and your energy. And, you know, and if we fail to make decisions and if we fail to stand up and say, listen, this is not right, you know, I don't want this anymore, then we cannot allow new energy to flow in. And it happens in relationships. You know, people are always afraid, like you said, you know, when you don't see it, and that's the difficult part, but when you don't see it, I think as you don't see it because you have that scotoma where you're able to block it out just because it's not convenient, because facing the pain is more than being, you know, that's where it is. You can't growth and birthing can't happen without the pain, unless you Novocaine it, or unless you, you know, as in a woman, you know, unless you go and have an epidural. But there is growth, and there is beauty in pain, because through pain you embrace the change, and through pain it is where character is formed and where nobody can take away your lesson. You know, because it was earned, it was sweat and tears, it was toil, and that's where you stand up and you say, you know what, come with me, take what you want, have it all, you know, I don't care, because I have what's in me, and what's in me strengthens me, and that is what I'm about to, you know, that's what today is about, with me making this decision. Like I've told you, I said I needed you to come on, and I needed this, I needed to be able to speak to the listeners, because this is the accountability that I need to give you all in order for me to be able to have the integrity to pursue this mission of the power to be you, of being able to come in and tell people, listen, you have the power within yourself. Listen, you can do it. Listen, you have faith. You know, there's all these things working in your favor. Once you make a decision, you're going to see and manifest. You know, if I don't have proof positive that that's true, how can I ever be effective? You know, that's what I have to ask. How can I ask of you, Lee, to be a certain way if you don't see a reflection of that in my own life?
Right. Exactly.
You know? So again, it's for me to thank you. And you know, now it seems after we've done all this talk and everything, the hardest part is over, because once I decided it in my mind, but I felt it in my gut, and I realized that, you know, what is it that I want from the future? What is the vision that I hold in the future? I am able to look at this and say, you know what? This is what is necessary in order for me to progress into a higher ground. So now it almost seems...
But you know what else it is? It's allowing you the power of choice.
Yeah.
Which is another big thing. It's allowing you the power of choice, and it's allowing you the freedom. I mean, I know exactly where you're coming from, you know. I mean... Obviously, I haven't done the work that you've done in your industry, but I mean, myself, coming from a world where I worked the best part of 20 years within the equestrian field. So everything from teaching riding to 5-year-old children to 85-year-olds, to my eldest was an 85-year-old woman who was starting, to international show jumping. But that was my life. I was so passionate about it. And... it was, I kind of fell out of it. But again, just same sort of thing. Being in the industry, which was more for the love of the work, the love of the job, rather than for financial gain.
Yeah.
You know, it was a struggle. It was, I mean, obviously from the physical side, it wasn't a struggle to leave, because it was very physically demanding. But to leave a lifestyle where it had become in my blood. I mean, people say, in the UK there is a saying that says, you know, what horses are in your blood, you know, once you get in your blood, that's it, you're hooked. You know, there is no getting out of it. And it is so true. And I've noticed here in America, the little contact I have with equestrian people here, but again, it's the same thing. When it's in your system, it's there for good.
Well, a lot of things are like that for people. You know,
yes.
there's a good and bad. You know, people fall into a place, or they go into a job where all of a sudden the familiar surroundings, the friends, you know, the perks, the just everything that's represented with the place that we spend most of our time in, which is mostly our jobs, you know, people all of a sudden identify with that area. You know, if they love their job and they like what they're doing, they have, you know, they're filling a lot of different needs in there. So, you know, who I'm talking to right now are people who really need to be able to have faith in themselves, and to, if they're having a difficult situation and they're having a lot of ambivalence with, should I do this? Should I leave my job? You know, should I leave this relationship? You know, should I believe in my dream? Should I pursue it? Should I follow through? This is what today's show is about. You know, it's totally about that, because, you know, we've just been tapping setting it up. But really, you know, the essence of the whole entire program is about me leaving behind the job that I grew up in. I was a flight attendant right out of college when I returned from Europe, from Paris, and I was hired, and I turned 21 flying to Paris. You know, and this was my life. This was something that I just believed in so much. It represented everything that about me, the freedom, the being able to travel, the being able to learn about new people, cultures, really put myself in the unknown, because that's the uncertainty, that's just what I thrive in. And, you know, and I flew for 17 years. So I got married as a flight attendant. I had my child as a flight attendant. I joined the military as a flight attendant. I pursued my master's as a flight attendant. I became an actor in New York and did all these different things behind it with print modeling and voiceovers. I did this all as a flight attendant. You know, and I also made my mistakes or took those decisions that empowered me or disempowered me. Always, always, always behind that flight attendant backdrop, you know, and it was always kind of like the Cinderella syndrome, where I was always going in to amazing places and amazing possibilities and just incredible stories and just a lot of different things that most people will never ever have, simply because, again, traveling is an expense, and traveling is something that most people will wait until they retire, or that they've saved enough money, or, you know, something, if they win the lottery, they're going to travel. Well, for me, that world surrounded me, and it became my essence. It became a stepping stone to always having that life that I always sought, you know, but it was also kind of coming in through the back door rather than the front door. You know, and I've told this to you, and, you know, and again, even today, you know, one can talk about it. One can talk about it, and if you talk about it, it's a dream. You know, if you talk about it, it's out there. But it's when you really have to step up to that platform and, you know, or the diving board and dive, you won't show, you know, you won't show your real, you know, your real decision. Because in order to decide, you have to take those steps. So for me, right now on the show, I'm going to be taking that step of actually resigning from my job and of actually quitting, which is, you know, I know that I'm like, even like I feel it as I'm saying, I feel like a little bit of sweat bead somewhere in my body, because it's graduating to a new level. You know, it's graduating to a new level and really knowing that this is what's right and that no matter what, I am going to be placed in a better, in a better level than the one that I'm in right now. Well, what do you think about that?
To actually make that a step, I mean, you're obviously going from a transition where you've committed yourself to a particular, you know, a job. That's, you know, obviously a job. It's where the bottom line, what it comes down to. To actually make a transition from being in this industry for 17 years as a flight attendant, to dropping it and leaving it behind you and looking back on it as your past, as your makeup, as what makes you you, you know, to a degree, because it's all life experience.
Yeah, I mean, you have it like that. And again, it's you identify. You identify because it's everything. It's your peer. It is your finances. It is your health insurance. It is your future security. You know, and that's something that I haven't mentioned. I mentioned it on another call when I talked about contribution. And what I said was, with my job, when I got injured, I went from having $600,000 of insurance to having zero of insurance, of life insurance. I went from having from making money to now being placed on disability, on short-term disability, making 25% of what I was earning. And as a result, that took me into, of course, a whole negative, you know, credit problems. And it took me down to the worry, and it took me down to, wow, what am I doing right now? What can I do when I can't physically work? Am I going to give up on what I believe my mission is? Am I going to give up on my dream? Am I going to just put it on the side and wait till, you know, till I'm back on my feet and forget about it and just be, you know, just be ordinary, what I call ordinary, which
right,
is where your
all
life...
These things... Sorry, go on.
Well, which is where your life just seeps from you. It seeps from within you, you know. And for me, it was mental, physical, spiritual. It was, you know, being faced in a situation where all of a sudden I had a responsibility of my child, a single parent, responsibility of my family with whom I had invested in property, bought a home with, who now depended upon me to be able to sustain them, you know, equally. We shared. So for them, here are two older people, generations, a different generation, where now here I am responsible to them. And all of this happened because I got injured. And all of a sudden, where do I get the strength from being able to really make a decision that's going to empower me?
Right. Okay, so now moving on from there, seeing this is what you're leaving behind. But now knowing what you're stepping into, as a result of you making this, what comes down to a life-changing decision. Yeah, so you're stepping out of an industry which you've been involved in for a good half of your life, pretty much. Stepping from there forwards into what is now going to become a whole new era. Just the conscious state. How is it affecting your conscious state? How is it affecting your contribution? How is it affecting your emotional and physical being? And
well,
spiritual as well.
And I thank you for asking that, because really that's the driving force. That's what allowed me to step out and stop concentrating on what I was losing, or on the symbols that job has for me, on the fact that, you know, here's the freedom, here's the fun, here's the ability to travel the world for free. You know, not only myself, but my family. You know, here is every place that I've been to, 31 countries, you know, at my fingertips. That's what kept me there. That's what kept me like, well, there's the possibility of anywhere I go in the world, I can actually switch my position and have a job, and especially in today's time. You know, like today I came across it, I mean, with the layoffs and all the people and the problems with Citibank, all of a sudden you say, you know, who in the right mind would make that decision and leave a job for that they've been working with for 17 years, where they're earning an amazing salary per hour, where they have so many benefits, where it's a gigantic company, where it offers this and this and this and this, and where I have my 401k, where, you know, well, at the end of it comes the biggest thing that I have. I mean, there's two things, two driving forces, which is the integrity of having the power to be you, whereas, you know, being a flight attendant to me was my job. And, of course, at one point I identified with it because I did it for so long. But I am not. That's a job. You know, my mission is to be a coach, to be able to help, to be able to guide people towards a different awareness, to be able to contribute and to really make a difference and an impact and really enlighten people's souls. You know, a motivator, a changer, a mover. You know, to not be complacent, to tell people, listen, doesn't matter what happens to you, but stand up, pick up. You know, so for me, the past, making this decision now, it's like I empower myself, because it's like, look, you didn't give in. You didn't give in. You raised, you know, you really rose.
Raising the bar. You're raising your standards.
I am, because I say I am better than that. I mean, I do. I cannot let this, you know, as many times as I've decided it, but didn't make the choice, didn't actually take the step. I took steps, but it was always... It was the not making the choice was always, it always offered an option that, well, if you don't make the choice right now, you know, you have the option. Well, if you don't make that choice right now, you always have the job if you get better. You know, there was always a reason why I should not quit. There was always a reason why, especially because I can actually work in the company by only serving very few hours. So that's a temptation right there and then. You know, there's no urgency in me quitting. I can have that job for 6 years and come back and be able to travel once a month and have all those benefits restored. But that's where I'm shortchanging my integrity. You know, that's where I'm selling out. That's where, in order for me to go, I would have to lie and say that I am not injured, that I can do what I can't do right now. And it really hurts me. It hurts me at such a deep level, because I am not about that. You know, I am not a victim, and I am not a person that's weak. And right now, making this step, it's me saying, I get rid of that energy that has always been aligned with my injury now. you know, with the fact that I had to stay there because I was earning an income or I was getting, you know, I had these benefits. So it allows me to just flow out of that and create my own reality. You know, you said, what is it? What does it show you forward? Well, automatically, now I own this decision, and I can say I shared it on the Blog Talk platform. I had people, I had listeners, I had contributors who were on there who also heard. And down the road, I can go into a place, I can go into a seminar, I can go and stand before people and say, listen, it was so hard for me to make that decision. And this is where I claimed it. This is the accountability factor behind the peer groups that I have. The peer group includes the platform. It includes the Power to Be You listeners, because they are the inspiration behind me being able to step up and put them above anything else. You know, I need to be in integrity in order to be able to come across and assume that right to say, hey, I have something to say to you. Can I say it to you? You know, it's my right. It's our inner. All of us have that right to speak to someone. But at the end of the day, is, you know, are we abusing that right, or are we really coming across with clarity, with integrity, with truth, with honesty, and with purpose behind it? So for me, when I say live and learn, that's what live and learn is, using the stories to go forward and really taking out the empowerment from it and making a change. But this Power to Be You is about you having the power within you to make it happen. And I am here placing myself before you to say, okay, look, it was difficult, and okay, this is the setup, and this is how I came about it. And it took personal development. It took people to come across. It took you as someone who is so close to me to support me in that. So it also shows the importance of having those right relationships support your decisions and support what you're about and who you are about. You know, and besides that, it's down the road now. Now, once we make this decision, once we click it, once I send out that email, because it's going to happen now, I'm writing it here, and once I make that phone call right here on Blog Talk Radio, once I make that phone call, that is it. I can't take it back. I can't take it back, because taking it back would be me jumping back and doubting what I've done. So, you know, so that also serves to really show people will be able to wage it. People will be able to see the growth that's going to come to me and the things that I'm going to be doing going forward in the mission of Power to Be You and in helping youth and in helping women and in just expanding this. You are going to be a witness of it, and you are going to be able to say, I was there when she made that decision, and look what has happened. So if she did it, then I can do it. You know, and that's the whole element of mirroring and being able to learn from others. You know, you don't have to start at zero. You could just pick up from where they were and know that if it happened in their life, then it's going to happen in your life as well.
It's also learning to jump through hoops of fire. A lot of people stand on the sideline and watch things happen and wonder why they're in a rut, wonder why they're unable to actually progress. A lot of the time, rather than standing watching from the sidelines, you actually have to stick your neck out, get out from underneath your umbrella, push yourself out of your comfort zone, and actually realize that life isn't just about what it throws at you, it's what you allow it to, it's what you bring into it. But rather than standing back and accepting what life throws at you and what circumstances come your way, you have to create your own existence.
And you're very right. I mean, that falls right in line with, you know, if you don't stick your neck out, you'll never see further than what's there. You know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And who wants to live underneath those statements?
And the other one, of course, which is it isn't crowded at the, it's not lonely at the top, it's crowded at the bottom. You know, which I think applies no end, because the people, you know, those, I'm not saying that no, but that a minority are capable. Anybody's capable of excelling in any field they like. But it's willing to take that challenge. It's willing to, you know, sometimes put everything you have on the line. Because if you're not prepared to take that risk, then, you know, if you're not prepared to stick your neck out and take that risk, then you're never going to experience the benefits of taking that chance. You're never going to actually realize how big your potential is. and exactly what is out there. And if you really, really, I'm a firm believer in manifestation. I'm a firm believer in what you focus on is what you can achieve. I mean, take the film The Secret, for example. That's another good, a very good movie, which I would highly recommend people watch. It's true, the power of manifestation, you know, affirmations in the morning, rather than getting up and being in a depressed state. Get up, be positive, be focused. Focus on what you're going forwards to, rather than what you're worried about is happening around you.
Well, I'll tell you, I know that that's how you got me, power of manifestation.
Well, exactly. You know, proves itself. Absolutely proves itself. I mean, you know that more than anyone.
See, I know that. I know that one. But what you just said right now just really gave me that, took me back. It always takes me back to Think and Grow Rich, where Napoleon Hill talks about, you know, definiteness of purpose and really going forward and knowing and unleashing your imagination and your creativity and believing and planning. And in the book, I was actually looking to find the exact section, but he talks about just cutting your bridges, about burning your bridges, because when you decide, you need to be able to go full forward knowing that you can't go back. You know, because when you allow in relationships, when you leave things behind, you know that one day you're going to come back. You know, and that's what always happens. And in order to cut those bridges, you have to cut the bridges. And it really, you know what, it becomes a temptation. It becomes kind of like a carrot that's always there looming in the background saying, you know, I'm always here. So, you know, when you make decision, you have to take action. You have to take action, and it's not taking action which prevents people from really going forward, you know, because
initially your first action will be the hardest. But as with anything, the more you do something, the easier it becomes. You imagine the first time, I mean, take for example a simple scenario, a 5-year-old child on the bicycle, you ask them to go off, you have the balancing wheels. Before long, that child has gone from 2 balancing wheels to cycling confidently along with two wheels, handlebars, no problem. But that first step, the same as taking your driving test. I have a mirror, I have a gear stick, I have 2 pedals, I have indicators. You think about it, when you first take your first driving lesson, it's, you know, to coordinate yourself plus watch the road as well, you know, but I would imagine now the majority of people are not even aware that they're doing all of the different elements to actually get your vehicle to move. But again, it's one of these things that once you take your initial step, everything becomes easier because it becomes practiced. So by taking that initial step, you can only go forward, and by sticking your neck out and actually taking a chance, this is the only way you're going to actually, you know, everything through the power of manifestation as well. You need to go forward. You need to be prepared to step out of your comfort zone.
Well, I would tell you, I think I've definitely, you know, you go through like hills and valleys, and there's so many times that I've made this decision and I've not carried it through, and now I'm ready to carry it through. So before I fall off my decision-making truck, I'm going to call right now and leave that message. So whether I may actually get a person, I may actually get my supervisor, maybe, or I'll get her voicemail, but I will do it. And once I do it, it's done. And then I am liberated from a lifetime. And mind you, another thing just to let the listeners know is I also, because I got injured at work, I got injured 5 times. This also involves that whole workman's comp situation, which is another segment to who I am and what I want to do in the future about speaking out for people who are disabled, because that's a whole new section that really, really fires me up. And, you know, what lies behind it is me being able to just, you know, not be afraid of what's going to happen, because I also have 2 lawsuits because they threw my case out of the workman's comp situation, and I was left to my own devices to cure myself and deal with my own injury and my physical disabilities. So, you know, here I am, and I'm going to do it, and they are probably going to take this audio and use it, and they're probably take my letter and use it, and they're going to take the fact that while I was disabled, I was creating the Power to Be You platform, and this is exactly it. I have always said to them, I told them from the beginning, I said, the wrong right person got injured, because I should have never been injured. I should have never been injured because I was very, very, very healthy. I was in the military at the time when I got injured, or right before, or actually right after, and the first time I got injured, and I continuously got injured for the next few years. And finally, at the end, that was it. That was enough. That was destiny telling me, I'm going to have to settle you down because you're not going to sit, you know, you're not going to sit down and long enough to create what you're supposed to create. And that's, again, the power of meaning. That's the meaning that just really propelled me forward. That's what has given me the strength to be able to say, there is a purpose behind all this. This is the reason why this happened. This is all extra material for the future. This is going to be, these are the resources. This is something that I've paid for. This is the life lesson that I can now take and manifest in a greater way than what it originally started out as. So, you know.
Well, let me just ask you just one more question.
Sure.
By making this decision, I mean, prior to you making this decision, how much influence do you feel has actually had, how much influence has this played in your life and not obviously now later on because of your injuries, but how much influence has this had on your decision-making process?
What do you mean?
Well, the fact that now you're deciding to actually, resign and, you know, how is it going to change you? I mean, for example...
Oh, my gosh. No, I mean, I just think... Go ahead.
Sorry, no, I mean, my point is, you know, where do you see this going? I mean, what's it going to, your core values, how is it going to affect your core values and your sense of fulfillment or peace?
Well, I find a quote here. I find a quote that I really love, and it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up. And I will tell you another one, and this is actually by, what is her name? I just forgot her name for a second. It's, I really blocked out. But it's a woman, and I totally blocked out. But I had read this before once, and this is what I really stand behind. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And you can actually Google that, and it's I can definitely come up with it in a second. But it's something that just means so much, because we all have a journey, and how we live our lives and what we do in our lives and through our lives, people will either be impacted, motivated, encouraged, and they will find resolve through our own stories. So I think that this is just so, you know, so impactful. But I also think that by me doing this, I cut my bridges. I have no way to go but forward. And when I have forward, I have everything that I have to invest in it to make all this happen. So I'm just like, okay, put on your motors and just rev up your batteries, and you better start flying forward. And that's it. And what's going to be great is being able to see what's going to manifest from here on in. So I think that, you know, that's really, really big. So I'm very happy, and I want to be able to go and call right now. Are you still there?
Me, I'm still here.
Okay, so I'm going to call now because we're only 10 minutes away, so I want to make sure that I call right now. So too bad you can't really hear the conversation, which is, this is very funny, but let it be known that I am calling my employer and letting them know that I am no longer going to be working because this is what has happened. Because I have made this decision. So just hold on while I call this number. And this just happens to be someone that I dealt with in human resources while I was injured. So I had a lot of issues back then. Okay, you will hear it though. The phone is ringing. Okay, there was only a recording, so now I'm going into the next one, calling another number. And then when I call this number, I will leave a message, and that will suffice. Are you still there?
Me, I'm still here, yeah.
Okay. Here we go. This is it. This is the moment. Put the roll drum on. Put the roll drum on.
I think that's drum roll, actually. Go on.
Okay, the phone's ringing 3 times. Okay, here it is. Human resource managers. Okay, I'm going to leave a message. Leave your name and number. Okay, here it is. Hello, Mary. This is Sandra Bueno, and I am calling you because I need to let you know that I am resigning from the airline, and I will be forwarding you a letter specifying the reasons, but I am unable to perform my duties and my service and realize that I must leave in order to be able to go forward and not injure myself anymore, but really impact with what my purpose is. So if you can please give me a call, you have my number, and I would just be able to talk to you further. Thank you very much. That was it. That's
well,
the thing.
Tell me, how'd you feel?
Well, I feel like I need to cry.
Sorry, you feel?
I feel like I need to cry.
Right, but cry why? Tears of joy?
Well,
exhilaration?
Tears that I had the courage to do it.
Right.
Tears that I had the guts to do it. Tears that, you know, here I'm throwing myself in there and just sliding, like, you know, like I don't care. Like, I'm just going to go for this wild ride and just doing it. And, you know, that's it. I don't, you know, I
you've
now
also,
I just...
Also set something, you've set yourself free. Do you feel like you've now lost, I mean, to a degree, a ball and chain?
Not yet.
But you're on the way. You understand where I'm going with this. Yeah, you feel like you're leaving a huge part of your life behind. It's a huge weight behind, but it's a huge relief as well.
No, I have to go now. I mean, it's a weight. I feel that I have a weight taken off, but I also feel that in my stomach, like, oh my gosh, am I going to start thinking about it? Am I going to start saying, oh, I shouldn't have done it? And, you know, and I don't want to deal with any of that. So all I can do now is in coaching principles, once you create your goal and once you make a decision and once you achieve it, you have to celebrate. So
right.
Will you please, Maestro, play the song of celebration? Because this is a celebration, because here I come. There's nothing stopping me. And this is about making a difference and a change for people and really stepping into a new form and always embracing change and being able to not be worn down by the challenges and being able to seeing it from a different place and stepping into what you want out of your life and doing what's difficult, because it is when you do what's difficult, it's going to empower you to follow through with your vision. You know, so I'm like, oh. That's one of the, for the listeners, if you can't hear that, that is from Mike Oldfield. His album is Voyager, and it is Flowers Off the Forest. It is a beautiful song. It's a song that's Celtic or Celtic, however you want to say it. But it really is an inspirational song of, I think, of just triumph. And I believe that all of us are faced all the time with situations where we can really triumph from our decisions and what we decide to do. So I will say in closing that Power to Be You is a place that you have in your soul, that you own, and just really stand up to that possibility and rise above your fears and make it happen, kick butt, really come out and just be the Kung Fu master that you can be and create your life, because we only have one life to live, and that life belongs to us. And in living our own life, we empower others to live their lives to the best of their possibilities. So, Lee, I thank you. I thank you for joining me, for supporting me, and for being my partner. And just from here on in, everything's new. So, I thank the listeners. I just look forward to hearing from you. You can call me. You can contact me on Blog Talk Radio. contact me at 646-716-8620. Also at Live and Learn, LiveandLearn, LLC@gmail.com. And meet me here once again next Tuesday at 2 p.m. for a half an hour of coaching. And just live life to the fullest. Empower yourself, empower others. Be true to yourself, live in integrity, and I'll hear you back again next week. Have a great day.
Love Talk Radio.